Hey everybody, Michael Bailey here with my third pick in my Justice League draft, which apparently caused a bit of noses being put out of joint, or at least one particular nose being put out of joint. But in all honesty, he was going to be part of my team, and I was glad that nobody chose him before here. But I am going with a somewhat obvious choice, I would say, but, you know, still a good one. The Ted Kord Blue Beetle. I love Ted. I read the entirety of the Len Wein series. I followed him through his various iterations with the Justice League. I followed all the times that he went into a coma. But the reason why I wanted him on this team is, to me, he's a double act. He's got two very specific skill sets that are good on a team like the Justice League. One, he's a tech guy, and I really feel like you need a tech guy. You need a guy that can build some gadgets. That may seem old-fashioned, but I love the idea that you got the one dude on the team that knows the science, knows the tech, has a ship for non-flyers to travel in. So you have the bug. So, you know, he's the guy that drives everybody around. You had that friend in high school, right? The one that drove everybody around? Mine was a dude named Ben. He was one of my best friends, actually. Until I got a license, and then I seemed to be the guy that drove everybody around. Not that I'm comparing myself to Blue Beetle. But also, Ted, when handled right, is a formidable fighter. And I wanted a couple of hand-to-hand people, a couple of my other options, if I get to choose them, will be in this vein. But one of the things I think people forget about Ted is that he is an acrobatic fighter. He flips. To be fair, a lot of artists tended to try to draw him like Spider-Man. And when you're a creation of Steve Ditko, that probably is a temptation too great to not give into. But I wanted a guy that could drop into a room and be able to take care of himself in a combat situation. I didn't want just him to just be the guy that drives everybody around. He's the guy that drives them there and then is super good in thick of the battle. And I just love Ted. I think, you know, it's not a very controversial thing to say that Ted Kord got a raw deal right before Infinite Crisis. He was kind of the sacrificial lamb to kind of institute this new era of DC Comics. You know, we can make the argument of why that happened. That's not the purpose of what this little thing is. But to me, Ted is the heart of the team. He is the jokester. He is the guy that people would come to talk to because he's approachable. You know, you've got Starman, who's, you know, a good guy, but Will Payton never struck me as somebody you would confide in, whereas Ted does. And, you know, you have Iron Monroe, who's kind of the leader and the field commander and the guy that gives out assignments. But, you know, again, he's not the guy that you can discuss Russian literature with, for example, if your heart desired. So I really wanted a kind of a lighthearted element to the team. I wanted a guy that could do tech, and I wanted a guy that could fight. And luckily, Ted Kord fit all three of those requirements admirably, and I do not feel one bit guilty that I chose him and apparently sniped him from somebody else. That was not my intention. But at the same time, I don't care. So, you know, cry me a river or something like that.